Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Best audience yet. First time everybody's actually done that in unison. Pretty excited about that. And I am here for the first time at the beautiful Improv in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah. You know where you live. It's Sunday, August 4th, 2013 at 4:20. Let me see your name tags, Pittsburgh. Holy crap. This is a delightful array of... I've seen this one before. I've actually signed it. Captain Ron Part 2, Grandma's Cock, starring Doug Benson and Jeff Garland. There's a Pee Wee Herman doll. This is Jess on it. Josh Alone, The Game. You have the board game, and it's your face making the Home Alone face, and then I'm on there, and is that T.J. Miller? Nice. We got a Garth and Wayne picture, but it's Garth and Gumberbatch Pumberdick. Gumbersnatch Pimpleloaf, whatever his name is. Oh, there's a Muppet over there that's waving at me, and something fell out of its mouth when he opened his mouth. That was crazy. I don't understand this shirt. Why does this shirt say rape big like Ben? Oh, Lord. Brad and Andrea are here with their Mr. and Mrs. Smith poster that they bring every time. I saw that one yesterday, the Green Man thing. I'm great at describing name tags. Well, this is amazing. I saw a tweet from one of the young ladies that works in the box office here today saying, it's crazy all the shit people bring to Doug Benson shows. And I have to agree with her. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for bringing those. And you know when to whip them out later. Since last I spoke and you listened, I attended the delightful Traverse City, Michigan Film Festival. Yeah, a festival that lives up to its slogan, only great movies. Michael Moore really knows how to pick the films to show at his festival. And on Thursday, I participated in a panel in the park that was about comedy. And part of it was like, you know, there was like a Q&A portion. And a 17-year-old asked me if the 1967 erectile dysfunction movie
in at Amber Pierce's failure to launch category from Leonard Maltin the night before. He asked me, he goes, was that movie, like, people nerd out on me all the time, want to know what the movie was that didn't get picked, the year that didn't get picked, because they think they know it. But a 17-year-old knew that was Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah, I think we have a little Wolverine on our hands. I forgot his first name, but his last name was Pasternak, and I think he might be on the show someday, because that was pretty impressive. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm going to be at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona, and on August 17th and 18th, I will be interrupting movies at the Alamo Drafthouse in Kansas City, Missouri. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies, at Taints-a-Lot. Sir Taints-a-Lot, if you're nasty, tweeted, this hoop was featured in He Got Game. And that was in quotes, and then it said, a quote from Specific Rim. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Let's look in the... Let's check out the prize bags. We got some good stuff. We got two bags full of stuff, so somebody's going home with a lot of interesting items. I've got fresh from the Traverse City Film Festival a lovely little glass that says Traverse City Film Festival on it. Last night I was watching the UFC fights over at thank you very much, over at Dave and Buster's. And a Bud Light girl came around and said, do you want some beads? And I was like, hell yeah, I want some beads. I want some Bud Light beads. They'd be a great sponsor for this show. We got the rule card for the Leonard Maltin game. I'm going to put that in this pocket for a second because we might have to read that later. A gentleman out there on the road gave me a T-shirt that is advertising for his Appalachian Trail podcast. So there's that. More beads. I wasn't there alone. $10 iTunes gift card, so you can buy whatever you want with it, but I recommend bonus episodes of Doug Loves Movies. A copy of my album Gateway Doug. And this is a really cool, from Comic-Con, this is a big, heavy comic book called Invincible, The Ultimate Collection. And of course, Robert Kirkman is one of the geniuses behind that. And those are all in a bag that was given to me by a dude who was dressed up like Heath Ledger's the Joker in Minneapolis. So just keep in mind, if you want to contribute to the prize bag, I love it, but I'll probably not give you the credit you deserve, because I can't remember this stuff when you give it to me while I'm smoking in the alley outside after the show. And there's a few more items in the other prize bag that we will discuss momentarily. But first, I would like to bring out the first of three guests, because he has an interesting story. Please help me in welcoming a gentleman who goes by the name Vince Faust, everybody. Vince Faust. Vince Faust, please come to the stage. There he is. He's got a Ghostbusters shirt on. And he's got his own name tag that he brought. But you can just put that against the back wall there. And you got your beer. That's great. And just grab a microphone. Do you want to sit next to me? No? Okay. I understand. The seating can be strategic on this show. So you'll sit there in the middle? Okay. That's cool. Say hi to everybody, Vince.
How you doing?
Vince contacted me on Twitter, said that he was coming to the show with his pregnant girlfriend, and was real excited about it. And why don't you take it from there, Vince?
All right.
So, where is she sitting?
What? I don't know. I can't see. Back here somewhere.
Wow. She's clapping vigorously for a pregnant woman. Don't go into labor during this. Or do go into labor. That would be actually pretty cool. first baby born on this show. People have brought babies as name tags, and it's always a delight. Go ahead, Vince. I'm sorry.
All right. So, Lisha, if you haven't figured it out by now, well, you're having my baby, so... Just, I wanted to do this here. Will you marry me?
I think that microphone feedback is a yes.
Is that a yes? Yeah, I would like my beer, yes.
Is that a yes? Yes! So romantic. Yeah, I'm glad she brought you your beer because I thought she was just walking around with a beer that she was drinking. That'd be crazy. And, you know, as you guys can probably imagine, you know, I don't know what's filming in Pittsburgh right now, but, like, getting, you know, awesome guests for the show is something I always try to do, and I think I always do a pretty good job with it. But every once in a while... a seat needs to be filled, and a gentleman like Vince comes along, and it's the perfect opportunity to have a personal human interest story, and a wild card guest who might be shitty, but at least he's doing the right thing and marrying his pregnant girlfriend. And I think his mic needs to maybe be a little hotter, or maybe that's why mine's sounding kind of...
Hello?
Yeah, now he's got nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Now it's like the sound booth decided you're not a good guest. So they shut you down. So hopefully this can be worked out, like just a future tip, like you could have like four people come up and talk into the microphones. I don't show up for sound check.
Hey.
Obviously. What do you think? You think this is going to get worse when I bring out two more people? Let's get them out here. Two very funny guys. One you already know and love, and one you're soon going to love. Please welcome Aaron Kleiber and Graham Elwood. Hey, fellas.
What? I'll make this goddamn mic work.
Yes.
So Vince's mic really doesn't work? It's still... He's still got a dead microphone, so...
He tried giving me it. He tried to move.
If there's anything that can be done by someone that works here in the sound department... try it again, Vince.
If you fix it, I will propose.
You know what? Me too.
Okay. Let's do it. Everyone's getting married tonight, all right?
Anybody 8 months pregnant, let's do it. Let's go.
Where are the single ladies at? All right, where are the people that are being murdered at? Because that's what that sounded like.
I saw one lady go, woo, and then the guy sitting next to her put his hands like, what the fuck, single? What's all of a sudden, well, maybe I'll get a baby thrown in me, so I'm going to be single tonight.
So that's Graham Elwood, everybody.
Hello.
And did you bring this, Graham?
Yeah, I went to the Pirates game Friday night, and they were giving these away, so...
Nice pirate shirt that says Central Blood Bank on the back.
Did you donate blood and then give your free shit?
No, they were just giving away free shirts. Oh. So, free. Oh, that's a thing. All right, free shirt Friday. Hi.
I walked into the Gap the other day and yelled that, and I didn't get shit.
Yeah.
Except escorted. You were escorted.
Yeah,
somewhere.
They were like, try Abercrombie and Fitch. Which, of course, in this mall has closed. People in these parts don't take well to shirtless men standing in the entryway of a establishment. So what do you think? You think my microphone's going to be all echoey and crazy, weird, and horrible for people to listen to for the whole 90 minutes? Or you think it's something we can adjust somehow? Because I don't know what to do on my end. I have to talk into it. Can't really move farther away from the other guests than I already am.
Let's mime the Leonard Maltin game.
We'll do a charades version of it. This is probably the most people at once this comedy club's ever had on the stage. You know, mostly probably have like the Sklar brothers. That would just be two people. Graham and I both had microphones yesterday, and this wasn't happening.
I don't know, dude. See what marriage does? Just kidding. I've been divorced.
It.
That's not about you.
Does Vince have any volume on his yet? Nope. That one doesn't work at all. I'm not kidding around when I say this situation needs to be fixed. This show has to keep going, and someone also has to fix the microphones. Nope, still not working.
This one's working.
Mine is working.
That's Aaron Kleiber, everybody. Local comedy phenom, right?
Ooh, that usually goes with hockey players. I'll take it.
Yeah, and you were in Madison, Wisconsin at Comedy on State yesterday.
Last night.
Yeah, and that's about a 9-hour drive that you made after the show. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
That's that kind of blue-collar Pittsburgh commitment, right?
Yeah. It's like, I'll be home in 4 hours. Let's do this.
Graham also brought a Palm Strike t-shirt that will be... More of these will be available for purchase after the show in the lobby area.
We'll be in the lobby. I got my CD. I ran out of... last night, you guys sold out all my Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies, but, you know, those are available online.
Fantastic. And Aaron brought a copy of his live DVD called Grown Man Business.
Yeah.
And Vince went above and beyond, you guys, because, you know, he's obviously thrilled to be here, but so much so that he might not speak for the entire episode. That's what we might have to do, is you guys might have to share with him. We'll see, though. There's people working on it.
I think they also gave these out at the Pirate Game.
These were not given out at the Pirate Game. Because Vince brought a Clubber Lang figure from Rocky III.
Free Figurine Friday!
And Jason from Jason X.
The one that doesn't count.
I love that you said that's the one movie, Jason movie, that doesn't count.
How many
have they made now? 11 or 12 or something?
14.
I don't count any of them, personally.
No, there's some that...
They have that. He's got a cool look, the hockey mask thing, and he's got
it's
a cool...
made of metal!
He's got a cool song.
That's his song. That's his theme song.
That's his theme song.
Was that
James Bond has... and he has... Still nothing for Vince.
She's going to maybe flip a switch and get it cooking.
Okay. She's on her way to flip the switch.
Maybe it's that channel. I don't know.
But anyway, thank you guys for bringing all these great prizes. It's going to be a good... It's going to be a good win for somebody.
Chris Mancini is calling me.
Oh, he's on the phone? Chris Mancini from Comedy Film Nerds?
Yes, Chris Mancini from Comedy Film Nerds. You are live for the Doug Loves Movie taping at the Pittsburgh Improv.
Another technical issue.
Looks like Encino Man.
Is he saying?
Right
is he
now.
Saying something?
Hold on.
Somebody show Graham how a phone works.
Try again.
Apple support is in the audience.
All Chris said was Seven Seal, Ingmar Bergman. That's all he said. He's just throwing in answers. You're right, Chris. You're the big winner. Congratulations. You have to marry somebody. Hey, dude, I'm going to call you later.
Yeah, call him later. That's a good idea.
All right, buddy.
Let's add more shit people listening can't hear to the mix. You know, when I travel to a new town and I don't have an implement to smoke out of, that's I have to call Apple support.
I don't get it.
Did it. Nailed it.
Graham, have you been to the movies lately, buddy?
Oh, yes, I have. So it was fun. Thanks for asking. No, I went to see Fruitvale Station. Fruitvale Station. That was a great movie. That was a great movie. If you have not seen that, check that out. It's try it. Talk into it.
Still nothing.
No.
I don't know which is better, though, having nothing or having that constant weird feedback. I don't know which one I enjoy more. And your microphone's considerably less hot than mine, Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a sexier microphone.
You have the hosty microphone.
Yeah. But Fruitvale Station is a incredibly moving and I think important movie. And it's very, very well done. What did you see at the film festival when we were in Traverse City? You saw some movies there?
Oh, man, I saw A Band Called Death, which is an amazing documentary. That's a great documentary. Yeah, if you haven't, it's about this this all-black punk band in like the early 70s out of Detroit. And what they went through, and then how they came back, sort of. And it's a great documentary, and it's just a cool story. So I would recommend those two movies right there.
And they're metal though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like a punk metal band, but they start out. Yeah, it's good.
You didn't see it.
All right, they're jazz. They're a jazz trio. No, it's an excellent film. I actually, I posted a trailer of it on the Comedy Film Nerd Facebook page, so check that out. It's if you haven't. They're good films.
Nice.
And then, for everybody listening, when you're in, when I went to the Pirates game Friday night, it was so nice being next to the
Take Control Stadium. Take control of your city, Pittsburgh.
Oh, say can you.
What a lovely, lovely voice.
Oh, that child is, that's a beautiful, about to be dead singing voice.
I can't wait to murder your throat.
Yeah, being here now, that's why I'm wearing a Batman jersey that I bought at Comic-Con. Hey.
Yeah, it totally looks like you're on Team Batman.
I am. On the back it says, number one, Batman. That's what the fuck it says.
Justice League versus the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're like the team that the Globetrotters always beat.
And Aaron, have you had a chance to catch any movies lately? It doesn't have to be in the theater necessarily. Why are you laughing, Graham?
Because our guest, Vince, right? Without the microphone, he just was sitting there calmly, we're talking, and he just pulled the microphone up to his mouth and went, and nothing happened.
That's what you have to do when your microphone's too hot. You have to blow on it.
Calm down.
That's how you charge it up. Charge it up.
Yeah.
It's like a breathalyzer. You just... Nope. Oh, keep trying. Keep blowing.
We'll be back with more of Tech Problems, the podcast.
Should we just start reviewing microphones now? What is that, a Behringer? What is...
I think we're going to have to, probably share microphones because we would like to hear from Vince. But first, Aaron, answer my question about...
I watched an old movie. You said not theaters. I just watched Jurassic Park again.
Yeah. People love it. They love hanging onto their butts.
Yeah. And
or holding onto their butts. I forget which it is.
You know, that's fun. And then I saw the new stuff, Pacific Rim and The Conjuring. James Wan is the shit.
You like that guy?
Yes, I do.
He's doing... Is his next one Insidious 2? Is that him?
Yeah, then it's Fast and the Furious Part 7.
Yes!
Yeah. Couple.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. I like when dudes go get money. I'm fine with that. That's exciting. I'm like, get that house, son. I'm excited about it.
I haven't seen Fast 6 yet, but I've gotten a few in my time. And
it was fun. It was fun. It was fun.
But do innocent people get killed like they do in Part 5?
Because
in Part 5, they're like, just smashing shit left and right.
They did drive a tank over about 70 cars on the highway.
Yeah, some people were probably in those cars.
Oh, yeah. Well, babies, grandmas. It was bad.
But maybe they shouldn't have their cars on a tank street. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, fucking...
Maybe if they would have saw the military escort and got out of the way, your fault.
Yeah.
All right, somebody pass your microphone to Vince.
All right. Maybe
it's your voice. It's your voice. It's not possible to amplify your voice.
It's like that YouTube video of the deaf person that finally got to hear their voice because of the new technology. It's that amazing.
What have you seen lately, Vince?
What did I watch? I just watched VHS.
Oh, his mic's out again.
Night.
Thanks anyway, Vince. Really appreciate it.
No, VHS 2 I watched last night.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Who back there went, VHS 2? Okay.
That guy might just be excited for old video formats. He's cheering for obsolescence.
CB radios, yeah!
10-4 is right, good buddy.
It wasn't that good. It didn't warrant the.
No.
Yeah.
It's an anthology, though, so some are better than others.
I thought the last one was the best one. The aliens, you know.
Okay.
Spoiler. Whoops.
That sounds great, by the way. The one with the aliens, the VHS 2 with the aliens.
Yeah, it's all different, like horror tales.
Yeah, yeah.
And you like the alien one the best. All right, pass the mic.
Okay.
Get the mic back in the hands of a comedian.
It's good. You did good, buddy. You did good.
You're doing great.
All right. I'll try.
You're doing good.
There is no try.
There is only do.
Bane does Yoda?
Bane does Yoda. Yeah, Bane does Yoda.
That was a good joke, but I didn't do it.
Keep talking into the broken mic, Vince. This is
I gotta pretend.
This is like we're doing a ventriloquist act, and I don't know how to move the dummy's mouth.
Okay.
I've got a question for Graham Elwood.
It's broken, Vince.
You know what? That mic's probably never gonna work. So why don't you put it down so you don't keep talking into it?
Just put it in the prize bag here. Just put it. We'll put everything in there.
Question for Graham Elwood.
Yes.
The Wolverine, 3D or not 3D?
You don't need the 3D.
That is the question.
It's a really fun film. It's great. It's 10 times better than that other Wolverine piece of shit that came out a couple years back. So it's a really good movie. You don't need 3D. Yeah.
What was the last movie you saw where you thought the 3D was enhanced it, or you should see it in 3D?
House of Wax.
So we're going to go back to the 60s.
That's a Vincent Price movie, and it was wonderful in 3D. When he's doing the paddleboard thing and the ball's coming right at your face the whole time, it was awesome.
Oh, you like that? Balls in your face?
Yeah. Yes.
Still got it.
Oh, they do the we were talking about Friday the 13th earlier in the 3D Friday the 13th. They do a lot of paddleball.
Yeah,
they did paddleball.
It's great. Yeah, yeah. Let's see what I want to do next here. Let's do a new segment that we just tried for the first time in Atlanta, GA, a week or two ago, and this is something that I like to call. Love like, hate like. Okay. And this is where we are going to take a filmmaker or a performer, and we're going to take their whole, all the films they've ever done, and I'm going to ask each of you to name a movie that fits into each of those categories.
ones that you love that this person's involved with, you know, the movie that you love the most, the one you like, it's okay, the one you hate the most, and the one that you like that you hate yourself for liking.
Oh.
We're going to start with love, and we'll start with Aaron, and the subject, since Lone Ranger just took a big steamy steamer.
Yeah, that was shit. Yeah.
You saw that?
Oh, yeah.
It's rough, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it was,
why?
It was like great action for 45 seconds, and then them mumbling in the desert for 45 minutes. And then there was Indian murders, and then there was desert. That's about it. There it is. Boom.
It's like if you took the desert scene from Ishtar and made that into a 2-hour and 20-minute
yeah.
movie.
Take all the boring moments yeah. from Dune and then add an Indian.
Yeah.
Boom. Just saying.
I would like to see an Indian talking into that giant vagina monster in the glass in the vagina aquarium.
Vagina aquarium?
Of the Pacific. It's in, yeah, in Dune. Remember that movie, Dune?
Yes.
I just said...
Do you remember that movie, Maudib? Fuck it.
I just told somebody in Pacific Rim that it looks like the monsters are coming out of, like, volcanic vagina underwater. Do you see that thing?
I haven't seen it yet, because here in this mall town...
Spoiler alert!
It's only playing in 3D and IMAX, and
yeah.
I'm like...
I saw it in
That's
both.
A bit much.
IMAX might
IMAX.
Be okay, but 3D, I know.
It was fun.
Yeah?
It was fun 3D, yeah.
Okay. Really? I thought it's so dark, and then 3D makes it even darker. All the fight scenes were like at night. Like
It was all right in 3D, and I don't like 3D.
All right.
All right.
Yeah,
so there's someone that's on board with Pacific Rim 3D, you guys. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, Aaron.
Vince keeps mumbling into his broken microphone like a homeless guy.
Hey, guys. I saw Pacific Rim.
You might as well talk into your beer bottle. But put the microphone down.
You're done. Set that down,
oh,
sir.
Oh, made
wait,
noise
when
he dropped it.
Hello?
Hello? I think Vince just doesn't know how to talk into a microphone.
Is this working? No. It's
not working.
It's working.
A little bit. Turn the volume up on this microphone only.
Well, that's going to be... Now my microphone is louder.
Who's the man behind the curtain?
Hello.
Take control, sound booth. Take control of your microphone.
Yeah! Yes! Yes!
All right, let's start the show.
Oh, wait!
No, I prefer yours to be out.
Hey, wait
a
minute.
How did you... All right, Aaron. What Johnny Depp movie, of all the movies he's been in, which one do you love the most?
This is a good...
I know you might...
Johnny Depp that I love the most.
Mm-hmm. And you can pass on one of the four categories, but the other three you have to answer. There's people in the audience.
Good call. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Donnie Brasco. I will.
That's
I love Donnie
call.
Brasco.
Donnie Brasco.
I love Donnie Brasco.
Good choice.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I do. Thank you.
Oh, you know what I say about Donnie Brasco? Don't forget about it. Vince, what's one that you love?
I'm going to have to say I probably loved Dead Man.
Dead Man.
Whoa.
That's interesting. That was like Johnny Depp played essentially the same role from Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
But in a little indie with no special effects.
Right.
And that worked for you.
It was better, yes.
That's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
By an interesting person.
Who's the comedy film nerd now?
You should name your baby Dead Man.
You. There is a lady with a child in her body, Doug.
That would just be a fun name for a baby.
Come here, Dead Man. You want to go to the park?
Be kind of badass, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Baby's middle name.
It would bring new meaning to the expression, put the baby down.
Dead middle name, Dead Man. his baby would instantly be a sheriff of a town.
Graham, what's your favorite Johnny Depp film?
I would say What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
I'll tell you what's eating him. His entire family is irritating. Andy works at fast food with John C. Reilly. So it's a whole bad scene there for Gilbert.
Yeah, it is a bad scene.
Is their last name really Grape in the movie?
Yeah.
Weird. Has anybody here ever known somebody with the last name Grape?
I'd like you to
meet his buddy, Johnny Banana.
There's Daryl Strawberry. I
mean, yeah.
Boom. This guy.
Microphone fixed just in time.
What did we miss when he wasn't
talking?
What
did we miss?
I know.
It's like Thor's hammer. Like when his mic lights up, that's when Vince fucking ba-boom. He's pulling out indie flicks. He's laying down jokes. Jeez. This guy, ba-boom.
My Johnny Depp movie that I love is called Ed Wood.
Yeah, that's...
I kind of wish his collaboration with Tim Burton stopped there. Because I've had to sit through some things. But we'll get to that in a second. Which Johnny Depp movie do you like, Aaron?
Ed Wood, actually. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you can cheat, cheat and pick my choice.
No, but it's what? No, I don't like many Johnny Depp movies, so that's hard. So that's... Those Donnie Brasco and Ed Wood are the ones that I, you know... Like, okay. When I watch Donnie Brasco, I'm like, I like this better than Ed Wood. And then I watch Ed Wood, and I'm like, I like this better than Donnie Brasco. And then I see Sleepy Hollow, and I'm like, well, let's wait for the next question.
Wow, you're constantly assessing while you watch movies. You didn't even know you were going to be on this show until last night. Vince, which one do you like?
I don't know if it counts.
Interesting. Are you going to say...
21 Jump Street.
Yeah, it counts.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I almost picked it, but I thought, well, he's barely in it, but boy, is he good. His part in it is good,
well,
it's
awesome,
and it's
yeah.
a good movie.
Yeah.
All right, well done.
I would go Little Eddie Scissorhands.
You're getting all the important ones.
It's what I do, Vince.
Yeah.
When was the last time you watched that movie?
It's probably been a while. It's probably been at least 5 to 10 years.
I've been meaning to go back and check that out again, because I have fond memories of it, but... I think if I watched it again, I'd be like,
It's very sad.
It's sad, but it's also just, it's so much about set design and costumes and acting weird and...
It's such a sad
and wanting
weird.
To make out with Winona Ryder.
She was good.
Yeah. So innocent.
Yeah, that was before she went on her crime
confidence.
Spree.
Yeah.
I chose for my like Sweeney Todd, Demon Barber of Fleet Street. Yeah, I think he did a good. He committed to it and sang songs and killed people. And then whenever he'd kill somebody in the barber's chair, there was a little trap door that they would fall through. And that's my favorite Tim Burton scenes of all time was whenever a body would fall through that thing, because even though they were already dead, they would hit the ground in that underneath the in the basement so violently that it was hilarious to me every time. And it was always like, and now back to the music. Next one is Hate. Which Johnny Depp film do you hate?
I hate... Well, since I already said... I hate Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Yeah. And 3 yeah. and 4 and the upcoming number 5.
And I... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they keep making them.
I stopped
haven't they noticed
it.
That they suck?
Yeah. I stopped watching
Just
it.
Just because they're making a lot of money doesn't mean there's no reason to keep doing it.
Yeah.
What is Graham laughing about?
I'm just tweeting a photo of the panel.
Oh, okay. Vince, what do you think?
The Libertine.
This guy.
Libertine?
That was it, right? The Libertine? Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. A girl was watching it the other night. I couldn't get into it. It was just a little...
All right.
There was just people sitting around watching Libertine? Who do you hang out with?
That's another good name for your baby.
That chick from... The chick from Minority
Libertine.
Report.
No, who do you hang out with?
About her. What?
Nothing.
All right. Just spitballing.
Graham?
So just a Johnny Depp movie that I hate. Well, I mean, obviously, The Lone Ranger is very hateable. But at least he's playing an awful racist Indian character that he justifies in bullshit interviews as he's won 158th Cherokee or whatever the fuck. That's like me saying, oh, way back when, my great-great-great-grandfather was half Asian, so Hong Kong, Hong Kong, Hong Kong. Like, it's fucking ridiculous what he's doing. So,
I think when they send a stack of scripts to Johnny Depp, he goes, could you just narrow it down to the ones where I'll have heavy eye makeup?
Yeah, there's like a 40-minute whole chunk of that movie where there's all these werewolves and shit that they cut out. That shows you how fucking dumb that movie from the get-go was. Like, he came on board and made it dumber. So I hate him.
And his eye acting is stupid.
Yes. He's got dumb eyes.
Do you see his eye acting? I've never seen an Indian roll his eyes so damn much.
Because that's how they talked back then. When
just with 13-year-old smarm.
Yeah, snark, and they'd go, you? Not so much. Oh, really? That's how they talked? They didn't say OMG back in the fucking 1860s?
Yeah, at one point he's like, what's up?
Oh, chief, who let them dogs out?
Well, they were being chased by dogs,
yeah,
so it's a good question.
So it's a very valid hashtag Todd Glass.
For my hate, I went with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Should not have been remade, but while you're remaking it, don't make Willy Wonka into a Michael Jackson type. That's the one thing Willy Wonka shouldn't be, is someone that shouldn't be around children. Even though Gene Wilder does yell at them and scare them in the first movie.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all out of love, as it turns out. Spoiler alert. What about your you hate yourself for liking it? Do you have one of those for Johnny Depp, Aaron?
Man, I'm running through a ton of them. I'm terrible. I leave.
This was a tough one for me too.
Because they're either like enjoyable or I'm like you know, like I hate them.
You can pass.
Yeah, I'll pass. I don't know. It's
what passes. The ninth
gate. I do not like that.
I think I just I think I flat out don't like the ninth gate.
Nope.
But thank you.
I got it.
Oh, you already passed.
I don't care,
Vince.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No, what is it?
That I like that window movie. What was that? I did. I saw it in the dollar movie. I was like, why do I like this? What was that? What was it? Secret window.
Secret window. Yeah, it's called a wall.
Flowers in the attic. Secret window. I don't know why I
like that.
I don't
even think I've seen Secret Window. All right, but that's good. He hates himself for liking it. Don't give him a hard time.
I already hate myself. Slow down.
Do you have one of those, Vince?
I bet
it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No, it's not.
Okay, what is it?
It's Private Resort.
Private Resort.
Yeah,
that's going way back, right?
Yeah.
Was that like that was like his first movie, maybe?
No, I thought Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street, of course.
Yeah.
Graham?
I would have to say Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
You still liked it at that point?
You know, at that point, I was still hungover from the raging fun of the first one. That I was like, no, man, it's still, you know, like when you're in a shitty relationship that it started out great and it's gotten really bad and all your friends are going, dude, she's fucking nuts. And you're like, no, remember that time when she was awesome? Yeah, that was a year and a half ago.
But she has nice boobs, so I mean, come on, guys, right?
No, that thing she did for my birthday, that was two birthdays ago. This one, she was blowing a guy. So let's...
I had to go with the first Pirates of the Caribbean for this category because I loved it at the time, and now they've run it into the ground. I can't even go back and enjoy it.
Right.
It's just ruined.
Point.
Yeah. And that concludes Love Like Hate. Hate Like.
Love Like Hate. Hate Like.
Baby name?
Hate would be a great baby name.
Come here, Hate.
Tattoo
it on both of its knuckles. Yeah, both hands. Hate and hate.
Hate like.
All right, now's the time of the game where we actually... part of the show, actually. It's the part of the game. It's part of the game show.
Are you doing one of Johnny Depp's drunky characters?
And
now, love? Like, what is...
Welcome back to the Benny and June show. This is the part where I say,
let the games begin.
Oh.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Don't get ahead of me, Graham. That might be one of the quotes coming up.
Okay, sorry.
But gentlemen, pick your name tags. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back! Okay, Aaron, look at me, Aaron. Show me your name tag. Who are you playing for?
Josh.
That's Josh from Big. And who are you playing for, Vince?
Oh, shit. Yeah. so used to not having one. Jess.
Okay.
Jess.
And finally, this is... Whoa!
I think you can smoke out of that.
Crazy.
I am playing for Amanda, who made this amazing diorama, that has Edward Scissorhands in it, that has Spider-Man. That has Spock. Mr. Spock, not Doctor. Doctor did the baby book. You're going to need that, Vince. A Leonard Maltin angel, and then hippie beads, and a fucking... They're like in a disco lounge, like a hippie disco lounge. This is amazing. And there's a rotating light. Like, this is... Pittsburgh, you guys really did a good job with the name tags. All of you, nice work.
All right. Sending out that vine of all those awesome name tags. I mean, when I say all those awesome name tags, I mean Grams, and then there's two others.
Josh, I love you. Don't worry. We're going to do this.
Oh, does Pee-wee make noises? Yeah, you got to pull the string. All right.
Wow.
Well, maybe Pee-wee's microphone isn't working.
Yeah.
And we just conjured a demon. Great.
Oh, I forgot about... Oh, I almost said Beetlejuice. Like, I forgot that it wasn't Tim Burton movies. It was Johnny Depp movies. But I almost said I forgot about Beetlejuice. He could have played the Alec Baldwin role. But I'm glad Michael Keaton played Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
He should. Tim Burton should work with Michael Keaton again. That's what he should do. Step away from Johnny Depp for a second. But we're going to play... The Bane game.
Oh, shit.
I will say a quote from a movie, maybe a very well-known quote, maybe a more obscure one, but I'll do it in the Bane voice, my Bane voice. And then if you think you know it, as soon as you know it, yell out your own name, and then I will call on you for an answer, and if you get it wrong, then the other guys will have a chance to get it. Yes, say Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Commissioner Gordon.
First person to make a noise. Doesn't really matter.
Hate like.
What you say. All right. And here is the first one.
Are you talking to me?
How?
Aaron.
What was that noise you made, Graham?
I just went, how? Like that.
He just auctioned off something.
What yeah.
Okay,
that's,
Graham.
That's Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver.
That's correct. TMI, but yes, that's what... You just need to name the movie. You don't need to say...
Screenplay by.
Directed by Martin Scorsese.
Yeah. The screenwriter of Taxi Driver, Paul Schrader, was booked to be on Douglas' movies next Tuesday in L.A., but he had emergency knee surgery, so he won't be able to make it. But we will reschedule, because that's an awesome booking. Yeah. All right, here's the next one. Graham has 1 point. It's first person to two, so you got to be on it, guys.
What are you doing with Howard Bannister's rocks?
Oh, I know that. What's it from?
I'll say it again.
All right, Vince.
What is it, Vince?
It's not the Frighteners, is it? No.
Turns out you're invincible.
Doug Benson, ladies and gentlemen. Tip your waitstaff.
No, that's not the Frighteners. Not the Frighteners.
Not the Frighteners.
But, you know, just the fact that you jumped in and guessed, I'm proud of you. You're going to be a good papa.
What's that name?
Any idea, you guys?
What are you doing with Howard Bannister's rocks?
Harry and the Hendersons.
Just making
some guy in the audience yelled out his name.
We got a call on him. What do you think it is, dude? He doesn't know.
I remember they call him Mr. Bannister, like the whole
Howard Bannister. Yeah, it's a movie that I love, and it's I knew that it would be a tough one, and it's called What's Up, Doc?
Ah,
Madeline Kahn says that to the tough guys who have Howard Bannister's bag of rocks.
Well, what's up, Doc?
Who's Frank Bannister?
Frank Bannister?
Frank Bannister. Wasn't that the Frighteners?
Frighteners, okay.
Yeah. You're right. That's it. His name was Bannister.
I bet those two characters are related. All right, here we go. Next one.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
Graham.
Yes, Graham.
How many yachts can you ski behind?
That's Wall Street.
Wall Street is correct, from 1987. And that means Graham won the Bane game.
Oh! I'm Leonard Maltin's reckoning.
We all know it doesn't count for anything, though.
Well, keep talking shit, bitch. That's a little appetizer how much fucking your ass I'm going to paddle on this goddamn stage.
Graham, I'm not saying anything, Graham. I'm not.
Yeah, that was Vince that said that.
Yep, nope. Good job.
Let's play How Much Does This Shit Make? Graham gets to go last because that's the power position in this game since he won the Bane game. And then we will go to Vince, just because, you know why.
It's only because she's having a baby.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give the guy a break.
Yeah.
We'll start with you, Aaron. And what you need to do is the person who can guess without going over the domestic box office of the movie I'm about to name, according to Box Office Mojo, in millions. You get to go first, Aaron.
Okay.
The film is called The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. You even mentioned the Globetrotters earlier this evening.
Yeah.
How much do you think that, no offense, Pittsburgh, shitty movie, but, you know, I appreciate that there's any movie with the word Pittsburgh in
it. You said in millions.
I did. So we've established it made more than a million.
I would say 1 million. Can I say 100,000 million? 1 million. I mean, $1.
Do you want $1, $100,000, or $1 million? You can't just bid a bunch of different numbers.
This many. One. I held up my fingers.
Now keep
like
in
a
mind.
Child.
Keep in mind that the $1 bid. That's a smart move when you're last and people you think have overbid.
But
when
you know about
but
game
when
shows.
You're first and you bid $1, the next guy
can.
Could bid $2. And so you would only win if it made between $1 and $2.
Okay, start over.
I wish we could now that all the microphones are working.
So what you're saying is there's a chance.
How much do you want to bid?
I'll go with what he said, $4 million. Can I still say that?
Yeah, sure.
$4 million.
Yeah. Have you watched Price is Right? When they say what people in the audience are yelling at them to say, it's always wrong.
That's
so
why.
So you're going with $4 million.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, $4 million says Aaron. Vince, what do you think?
I
have no idea what that movie is. I've never seen that.
The Fish to Save Pittsburgh starred...
Your Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Stalker Channing. Stalker Channing was the star of it. She played a psychic, I believe, that the fish is a reference to Pisces and some sort of plot for the basketball team to win games.
You said what? Four?
He said 4 million. So you could say, you know,
4.2
is very, very clever.
You just said what I said, put a 2.
You're getting it now. Graham?
4.2 $100,001. I used to host game shows, motherfucker.
All right. Well, you guys did a good job of adjusting for inflation and also adjusting for that it's crappy because the Fish Save Pittsburgh made $8.2 million.
Ba-boom!
And Graham continues to dominate the action.
Hey, he has a movie book, okay?
Yeah, he does have a book about movies, but you have a bit that you do where you recap movies. Where can people check that out?
YouTube.
I'm just not as good as Graham now.
What's it called, your movie thing?
I do a thing called Watch It For You where I watch a movie and then I explain it in 5 minutes, ridiculously.
It's like the Cliff Notes for people that are too lazy to watch a movie.
Yeah, it is. But now I'm going to start doing throwbacks, so the next one that's coming out tomorrow is Jurassic Park. I will watch Jurassic Park and explain it in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
I get so lost on a lot of the plot points in that movie.
I did do Fast and Furious 6, which is enjoyable. There's a lot of car noises.
During Jurassic Park, I was just like, just give it more goats.
Right? Or like,
seems a simple solution.
I wish they
seems to like eating goats.
They could have played like bigger, better. Like the animals just got bigger. It was like, eat an elephant. Go ahead, dare you? Like just keep putting. Yeah, what? You don't need elephants.
Yeah,
shut up.
Why didn't they just have a full blown zoo that the dinosaurs just pick off anything they want?
Like the raptors are in the petting zoo. That would have helped. Because that movie did okay.
Yeah, it really didn't need fixing. But it needed to come out in 3D. That was really great. I love that process where they paint it in paint 3D on there. They just splash it on there, and then suddenly it seems like it's in 3D.
Because they needed, you know, kids eating ice cream in 3D. I wanted to hold it.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
All right.
Is this worth double points?
This is not worth double points. This is for the win, though. Whoever wins the Leonard Maltin game, first person to 2 points, is going to give all the prizes to the person that they're playing for.
Wait, what are the rules?
Here, pass that down. Yeah, put down your diorama.
Ladies and gentlemen, the rules to the Leonard Maltin game are as follows. The game is played in the style of Name That Tune, replacing notes and song titles with actors and film titles. After picking a category, players will read clues from Leonard Maltin's review, including the number of names listed by Leonard. Players must bid how many names they need to name the movie. Names are read from the bottom up with the lowest billed name first. After each bid,
Another commercial during this part.
The next player may bid less names or challenge the bidder to, quote, name that movie, unquote. If the challenged player correctly names the movie, they receive
all right, they get the idea. Sit down.
And it's the smallest possible font you could ever find.
Well, it's all got to fit on one little business card.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I got a lot more where that came from. Is everybody all right? Is the baby coming?
In the event a baby is born in the middle of the Leonard Maltin game...
They say that laughter induces labor, so you're probably good.
Okay. It's a show, though, even if it is.
He's like, hold it.
Hold that baby.
Hold that baby.
Graham gets to go first, and he gets to pick a category, and we'll go, just for simplicity's sake, we'll go to Vince second. And Graham, your options are Billy Bob Thornton is celebrating a birthday today, so the films of Billy Bob. He's got one fan. Yeah, Woodcock! At Pop Culture suggested... Pop Culture Twit is their full name. Suggested Not Without My Daughter, and that's Woody Allen movies that were made in 1992 or later. And at Kyle Conkright, C-O-N-K Wright, R-I-G-H-T, suggested Joe Mama, and that's films with either Joe or Mama in the title. So Joe or Mama, Woody Allen after 92, or Billy Bob Thornton? Which one of those do you like, Graham?
Let's go Joe Mama.
Would you like a movie with Joe or Mama in the title from 1987 or 1990?
1990.
All right. Leonard says about this movie that it deserves 2.5 stars. I disagree. I give it more. He calls it pleasant, if pointless. And he also says that there's an actress in the movie that's fun to watch. And he lists 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Graham?
Negative one.
I don't even know what that means.
He's coming at you guys hard. We go to Vince.
I have no idea, so I'm going to have to say name that movie.
All right, so Graham is going to walk away with a point if he can name the film and the top billed performer.
Throw Mama from the Train, Billy Crystal. No, Danny DeVito? Motherfucker, which one is it?
Yeah!
It's Danny DeVito?
The answer is 12 Angry Jurors. 12 Angry Joers. That film that you just guessed is from 1987, and this movie is from 1990. It's called Joe Versus the Volcano.
Oh!
Starring Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
So Vince is on the board.
Yes. Good job, buddy.
Players may bid negative names. A bit of negative.
That was exciting. Now we start with you, Aaron.
Hey.
You get to pick a category. You understand negative names, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, good. You were just having fun when you said...
I was being comedical.
Poor choice.
That's what you're here for. Would you like a couple of great categories we've played in the past? Golden Showers Playbook, which is movies that start with P. And when I say that, I don't mean Shakes the Clown. I mean movies that begin with the letter P. Or This Isn't the End... And that's movies that have a scene after all the credits have rolled. There's still yet more action. Or at C.J. Hansen, C-E-E-J Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, suggested Hook, category Hook. And that's movies with prostitution, fishing, or both. Which one of those categories would you like to play, Aaron?
I will...
Aaron Kleiber.
I will try Hook.
K-L-E-I-B-E-R.
You did spell it.
Would you like a movie that's got prostitution, fishing, or both from 1980, 1990, or 1992?
Let's go 1992.
Most recent, always a smart choice. 2.5 stars from Leonard about this movie from 1992. He says it's about a preacher. And he also says that the end result is a bit sleepy at times. It's a bit sleepy. And he lists 12 names.
Jeez.
That's got a prostitute or fishing or both?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it does. I don't have a research team, so it's all...
I think I have
It's all up here, just like how a French Connection took place in Chicago.
I think I have a good idea, but I can't chance it.
Well, talk us through it. That's always smart.
I don't know. Two names. I have to.
You're bidding. You only want two names. The bottom two names.
The bottom two? Oh, that's right. I don't know. I don't know about game show stuff. Can I win a dryer still?
You're not going to win anything today.
Well, then.
No. I mean, he won't.
Standard accolades.
He won't get any prizes himself, is what I'm saying. He could win on behalf of.
Players must bid. How many names
Josh?
They need to name the movie?
Yeah.
Names are read from the bottom up. With
oh,
the
God.
Remember, bill
put that card
first.
Away.
Your game show voice is distracting and sexual. It's...
Take your pants off, Aaron.
See what I'm saying? I want to do it.
Hey, read the rules as Bane.
The game is played in the style of Name That Tune.
Now remember, this is a long card.
Oh, say can you see? Replacing notes and song titles with actors and film titles.
Okay, now do you want to bid again? Like, the yeah. smart opening bid is 12 names, and that way you get to hear all the names
yeah,
if
hell
you get
yeah.
challenged.
Yeah, let's do all 15 names.
Okay, I'll make up three more names just
Love
for
it.
You. Vince, what do you think?
Wait, what was the category again?
The category is prostitution or fishing or both.
Right,
and the year is 92. And the opening bid from Aaron is 12 names.
10 names.
10, okay. Graham?
7.
Graham said 7, sort of Bane-like. Then we come back over to Aaron. Yeah, it comes back at you. Now you can go 6. You'll get to hear 6 names. Or if you think, 7's not enough for Graham to discern the title, you can just say 7.
I mean,
name
I'm going to go for broke, Josh. I'll do 6.
He says 6, Vince.
Follow my heart.
All right, well, 5.
You son of a...
Oh, Vince says 5.
I have no idea what it is, but I'll try.
Oh, that's not a wise thing to say, but...
Hey, why not? Why not?
I would love to play...
I got a point.
I'd love to play poker with you.
You would.
None of these cards match, so all right, I'm all in. Is that good?
That's pretty much me.
I will go 4 names.
Shit.
Woo! So, Aaron, you can go less, or you can say, name that movie, Graham.
Name that movie, Graham.
All right. Would you like all the clues again, Graham?
Please.
All right.
2.5 stars from Leonard.
This movie's got a preacher in it, and it's a bit sleepy. The end result is a bit sleepy at times, and the year is 1992. Is that right? Yeah. 2.5 stars. And Leonard lists these names. How many do you get? 4?
Yes.
Your 4 names are... Robert Redford, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Susan Traylor, and Nicole Burdate? The great Nicole Burdate. I think that's how it's pronounced.
A hooker or
And the movie is called... It's got prostitution, fishing, or both. You have 3 seconds. 2.
The proposition.
1.
That's when someone get really pissed off. They're like, oh.
That is a weird answer. That movie's like a couple years ago. Right?
Oh, no, the one with Demi Moore where he, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah, The Proposition. The Millionaire Proposition.
The Indecent Proposal.
You know, the one where, Tombstone.
Does that
you know
make...
what I'm talking about.
She's not a prostitute. She's just taking advantage of one great offer.
That's a goddamn whore in my book.
That's how
and
it starts,
and she's fishing
Doug.
For money.
Just this once.
Robert Redford being buried in the names is probably a really good clue because he was the uncredited narrator of the film and he also directed it, and it's called A River Runs Through It.
That's why all the girls swoon, because they all watch Brad Pitt walk around without his shirt on.
And Aaron is also on the board.
As soon as he said Robert Redford and the preacher... I thought, well...
Yeah, Tom Skerritt plays a preacher, and Brad Pitt is one of his sons, I think. And and there's a lot of boring fishing in it. Yeah.
The cover is boring. It's like an ad for Vermont.
It's an ad for Vermont.
It's like, come to Vermont. Ah, don't. Sorry, Vermont.
Graham gets to go. Vince gets to go first.
Right.
Yeah, and then we'll move to Aaron because he challenged Graham. So, good luck, Graham. You finally faced some worthy competitors. 2 years in a row, you took down all the 12 guests of Christmas. Yeah. And we bring these two guys up here and look at you. Look what's happened to you.
A lot of Len Malton left, my friend. Look at your watch.
I have not answered a single question, so just saying.
Sometimes this game's about strategy, my friend.
He gets it.
So Vince gets to pick the category, and then we go to Aaron. Vince, would you like, at Cool Bahamas, suggested...
You have my permission to diet.
And that's movies where an actor loses or gains weight for a role. Or favorite category amongst people that aren't very good at this game, in theaters now. And then one of the tougher categories, asparagus pee. And that's where I read the entire review. I don't leave out anything, and then it just becomes everyone should know the title. And then it becomes a game of, negative names and how many cast names you can list. So it's a tough one. Which way do you want to go, Vince?
Let's go with the diet one.
Okay.
No?
Wow. You're really not good at playing to the crowd, are you, my friend?
Yeah, they're booing the guy. He's got babies almost due, and they're booing him. I hope they don't treat you guys that way at the hospital.
He proposed on stage. Where did you propose? Uh-huh. Parking lot of a Target.
Would you like a movie where an actor gained weight or lost weight for a role from 2004 or 2009?
04.
04. Three stars from Leonard for this movie from 2004. He says this is a Spanish production. He also says wow, this is tough to pick out. He says it's beautifully designed and shot. This movie that's of Spanish origin, three stars, 2004, someone gained or lost weight for the role, and he lists eight names. How many names can you get it in, Vince?
Eight names. Yeah.
And who knows if you could even do that.
Yeah.
But that is his opening bid, Aaron. So where do you go from there?
I'll try seven.
He's going to try seven.
Seven.
I'll go with seven.
I drove through the night.
You drove through the night?
Yes.
He says seven, Graham.
Uh,
I think that's what somebody in the audience just said.
Five.
Is that a diorama on your lap, or are you just happy to be here? You should just go everywhere with that thing. Oh, that's... The way you're stroking it is really, really making me uncomfortable.
I'm cool with it.
What was your bid? What was your bid, Graham?
Five.
Five, he says, Vince.
Name that movie.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Graham. Your five names. This is for a three-way tie if you get it right. If you fail, Vince is our winner. And who are you playing for, Vince?
Jess.
Jess will win all the stuff.
You're not playing for your fiance?
She already won a baby.
Oh, all right. That's a good point. That's what I'm going to say every time I make love to someone from now on. Boom, you just won a baby.
Congratulations.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, then we'll go in the other room and play Plinko.
You have a new visitor to your baby cave.
The baby cave.
That's a great name for a baby, Plinko.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, you might want to think about
or
that.
Or Showcase Showdown. Come on down, Showcase Showdown. It's a time for dinner. No? All right. Guess my house is a little more fun.
Here's your five names, Graham. Ann Massey. Reg E. Cathay. He's great. He was in The Wire. Larry Gilliard. Michael Ironside. And John Sheridan. Sherian. John Sherian. Yeah, I don't know who that is. But those are your five names. Someone lost or gained weight for the role, 2004. What's it called, Graham? The audience has faith in you. I'd like to thank Victoria on sound for fixing all of our issues.
Give her a big round of applause.
You did it. It's working. It's working. 2.0. Get out.
And Graham is doing some interesting finger work over there, trying to add something up. I don't know why you just didn't make Vince name it. I mean, wait, who?
It would have been Aaron. Name it.
Yeah, whoever was ahead of you.
Oh.
Because you don't seem like you have any idea.
I kind of thought I did.
Oh, okay.
When he heard Spanish production, his eyes lit up.
This is definitely going to be Pedro Almodovar.
I do a pretty good impression of Graham.
That was me? Yeah. A Hanna-Barbera character?
It's definitely Pedro Almodovar. He's one of my favorites.
Dark Knight Rises is my favorite movie.
See, spot on. Why don't you name a movie where someone famously lost or gained weight for the role? See what happens. In the 2004 area. We've only got 10 more minutes. Somebody gained or lost a lot of weight.
All right, Aaron, name that movie.
Can you read that card again?
He wishes I was that stone.
Oh, I'm sorry, I dropped the card.
That's actually not how it works.
Who challenged him to name it? I did forget that part. Vince did. Oh, I'm excited for Vince and Jess.
I was like, I'm either going to tie this game or the guy that's getting married is going to win. That's what I did.
Oh, that's nice. Team up against Aaron like that.
Yeah, you did. You already won. You're a winner because you're going to get married and have a wonderful family. So how about a round of applause for this?
Yeah.
Come on.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hey, and Vince, is it okay from now on if I refer to you as Medium Wolverine?
Coming at some point.
Schnick.
Sure.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do. Graham, what do you got?
Let's go right for it. Let's do it. It's Spanish production, so that's a big tip. Starring...
The best clue is the weight thing. Don't disregard everything else and just tell me a movie where someone gained or lost a lot of weight.
Well, I know it's not Raging Bull.
From about 10 years ago.
So that would have to make it.
By applause, how many people in the audience know the answer?
Oh, fuck off. You think you know, you sons of bitches. You're going to be with the bright lights and a goddamn Wolverine next to you.
It's so much easier to think in the dark.
Andy's got his dick in a diorama, yeah. So...
You think the darkness is your ally? I was born in it. You think the diorama is your ally? My dick is in it. You're looking at my dick.
That's a great name tag.
Isn't it amazing?
I love it. Oh, and the handle and the thing, that's like an electric toothbrush, right? That they are... Or no, it was one of those things that whips around. Anyway.
It's just a light stick.
Light spinner.
Apologies to Amanda for working so hard and then being chosen by an idiot. What do you think it is, Graham?
It is... 2004.
Wouldn't it be great if that was the name of the movie? You stumbled into it.
That's where John Cusack runs away with a bike from natural disasters.
Why?
There was a sequel.
Why would he have to gain or lose weight for that? Just wanted to be in shape for all that bike riding?
Yeah.
Make it believable?
That's why I picked an exercise. Never mind. Graham?
Yeah.
He loves whenever people start chatting because it gives him more thinking time. But I'd be amazed if you pulled this one out.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Does Amanda have a shithead on the back of that thing?
Yes, she does.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to be saying it. The answer is The Machinist.
That's what I thought it was. That's what I thought it was too, Vince.
And Vince is our winner!
Good job. Well, Jess is the winner. Jess is the winner.
Bravo, Vince. Give me your name tag, Aaron, because it's got a shithead on the back. Jess gets all the prizes.
There's her shithead right there.
People are getting really creative with how they put the shitheads on the things. It's like a nice little note from me. Well, that's a weird one.
Does it say Vince is a shithead? Probably.
No, it doesn't say that. Thanks, you guys, for being here and for playing. And
I tried. Yes.
We'll start with Graham. You got any plugs?
Yeah, listen to the podcast Comedy Film Nerds at comedyfilmnerds.com or iTunes. You guys are awesome. Like I said, I'll be in the lobby, and then all my tour dates and everything else are at GrahamElwood.com. Thank you so much, Pittsburgh!
Graham Elwood! He's heading out to the lobby.
Here we are, born to be kings.
Graham has to head out to the lobby because that's where he does his best crying. And you can see him out there and get a Palm Strike t-shirt or just say hi, take a picture, whatever you want. Vince, do you have anything to plug?
He already did.
Babies, yeah.
Still got it.
Oh, you can wait for that one, huh?
Oh, I was like, say plug. No, I didn't.
Great job.
No, I'm good. Watch those movies. Or listen to it. Watch it, listen, whatever.
Listen to this podcast you're listening to right now.
Yes, listen to this one.
That's a good plug. I should try to remember to do that one.
Yeah.
Don't forget to listen to Doug Lowe's movies. And where can people see you live, Aaron? Don't look at Vince. They're only going to see him either at home or the emergency room. You don't go to, when you're having the baby, where do you go? I don't know what she said.
She said,
what do you mean you don't know? You don't know where you're going to go when it happens?
Just follow your heart.
It'll happen wherever, right?
Just find shelter.
Just as soon as...
So, bud.
An old Buick.
As soon as she says her water broke, just get on the internet and do some research.
There you go.
Just Google
it. Google it.
Google's pretty fast.
Figure out where you need to go.
Oh, bing.
I heard you should have a bag packed, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And bring ice chips.
Well, I love those.
That's for your drink.
You know.
It's good for your drink.
Okay.
Aaron, where can people see you do your comedy?
I do comedy all over Pittsburgh. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Yes.
I think I'm going to be headlining here around Christmas, so come see me do that. and I have the Watch It For You series on YouTube where I watch movies for you. And I'm starting a movie podcast with WDVE movie reviewer Sean Collier, if you guys know him. And we're going to be doing that. So just check out my website. I'll have cards out for you so you spell my name because it's ridiculous German.
Kleiber. And what's the... What's your website called?
AaronKleiber.com.
All right, cool. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Vince Faust.
Thanks for having
Aaron
me.
Aaron Kleiber. Great job, you guys. It was almost like you listen to the show and know how the games are played. No, I don't want it. Thank you. I'll see you later. This isn't goodbye. I mean, unless the baby's like, unless it's time to leave the cave. I hope that was a satisfying entertainment experience for all you guys. I'll come back sometime. We'll do it for reals. And as always, Nina Oswalt is a shithead. I can't confirm or deny that. And this is worded weird, but I'll say it anyway. My sister's dog, Gus, is a shithead. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess, makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves